Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Radio family, happy weekend. Good morning. Welcome to another weekend edition of Community Focus. Great company as always. That includes you, members of our community, and certainly members of our Community Focus family. And I am really elated because this gentleman is not just, and actually I cannot believe you are what I call, Scott, the newest member of our Community Focus family, because we go so far back. But I am just so happy to have you on the program to talk about the organization you spearhead and the good things that are taking place in our communities with you. First of all, let me say good morning to you, Scott Abdul Salam. It has been a while, my friend. How are you?
I am wonderful, Renee Vaughn. Thank you for the whole name.
You're so welcome. Not a problem. Well, thank you for this great organization, which very likely many in our radio family have heard of, Scott Cares Foundation, whose mission is to embrace the arts while teaching and promoting computer literacy and technology. But for those who may be new to our public affairs program, or maybe just new to the area and want to learn more about the foundation, who better to ask than the founding member, the president, CEO, if you will, of the organization in you. And yes, thank you so much for taking the time out to really familiarize us, those who may already be familiar. But again, like I said, for those who may be just tuning into the program for the first time. So let's start from the very beginning. When was the foundation founded and whom and why?
Well, before I say that, thank you so much for this platform. I believe that we learn a lot with folks in this community through Community Focus. So thank you for allowing us a microphone to be heard and a platform to dance on.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
God Cares Foundation was started in 2005 by me, namesake me. And really, I wanted to create an organization that kind of melded two of my passions, which was art and technology.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, growing up, I know that sometimes our parents, sometimes just people in general, had this stigma or this connotation about the arts and starving artists and things like that. But I wanted to meld these two things, this creative side and this technical side, together to show potential, to show lie in people, cultivate that to create something amazing for the community and for the world.
Absolutely.
And so again, started in 2005, wanted to meld both of my passions, art and technology. And it was a way to help benefit the community through promoting entrepreneurship with young, promote teaching and learning of the arts and technology for those that had the same passion.
I love that, Scott. And I wanted to go back a little bit to what you were saying about the starving artists, because it tickles me at times when we hear this either from our own family members or friends or just people in general. Oh, you're an artist. How nice.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, you're in a business where you're not making any money. You're not doing really a whole lot. But I love how you say the two really correlate. And you really cannot have one without the other, and vice versa. Absolutely. So thank you for putting to rest, hopefully, that myth and rumor about the starving artist. We are anything but, especially when we talk about technology in general, whether it be in the field of music, whether it be in the field of arts, whether it be in the field of entertainment. Yeah, especially in this day and age with the technology that is so readily available at our fingertips. You know, if a person could just see, like you said, what you and I do behind the scenes, they only get to see and hear the finished product of sorts.
Right.
But to really have a person to spend a day in a studio and to see how much blood, sweat, and tears, energy, time, and resources are put into giving you the product that you listen to, that you buy, that you share with your family and friends.
Yeah.
So, that's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fabulous. Well, but, I try every now and then.
No, but I'll tell you this, Renee. So I think that a lot of times the misconception is, and I share this on different platforms of the arts, because as an artist, you're almost, let's say, your compensation is exceeding the expectation of the individual.
Right.
So if it's the music, if it's the art, if whatever it is, by you exceeding the expectation, that is gratifying to the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So where they think your compensation is gratitude, no, we still need money.
Exactly. We still have to make a living like everybody else.
Exactly. But the first feel-good moment for the creator of the art is that it has made someone, it has changed their life or made them happy. And
absolutely.
So that is payment for the artist first.
Right.
But I think when you go to school so you can teach how to put a dollar sign or price tag to your art, that's what they said the starving artist is, because he'll give his stuff away for free because he wants you to be happy. Well, yes, that is the art side of it and the feel-good humanitarian side of it and the philanthropy side of it. But the reality is, I live in a house that has a mortgage.
Exactly. I drive a car that has a car note. Right. You know, these things just aren't given to me. And, you know, it's so interesting that you touch on that, Scott, because when, and this makes me think of when we look at documentaries that kind of go behind the scenes of a lot of artists that we listen to, and we sort of find out the backstory of how they became, you know, famous, how they became so popular. When they do the breakdown of how the management usually gets paid first, how the lawyers usually get paid first, how the beauticians and barbers get paid first. And by the time it trickles down to the artists themselves, we get very little, if anything. It's not until maybe that fourth or fifth album comes out, depending upon the status of it, if it goes gold, if it goes platinum. And you know, I'm pretty sure we have a lot of music majors or those in the arts who are listening to us. They know exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to protect yourself.
True.
And you have to know your craft.
Yes.
And do the research. You know, do the
research.
Don't be afraid to do that research.
You remind me, Scott, so much. And I do believe, do you remember a dear friend? Unfortunately, she passed away a few years ago. But she was a very integral part of the students over at North Carolina A&T State University. Her name was Dee Cherie Lofton.
That's my summer.
You remember? You remember Cherie?
Yes.
Now Cherie and I worked briefly here at the radio station. We're under a new company name now in Odyssey, but at the time we were Intercom. And I remember when Dee was here, she was constantly involved with her students. She was trying to show them the importance of knowing the business side, because, you know, you have so many young people that want to get into that field, but they have no idea how much hard work is put into it and how much they are used as an artist. And a lot of times it's not exactly in a positive way. And so what Cherie made it her mission to do was to educate her kids, like in learning the business side. Instead of just being the artist, you need to learn how to be the writer, perhaps the person who plays the instrument, all the integral things that are so important in terms of managing your money. Do you remember the story? And I'm using the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, as an example, because recently the biopic on her life, and I'm hearing rave reviews of the performance Jennifer Hudson gave. But when Aretha first started in that business, it was her mantra that she would get paid up front. And a lot of times Aretha was like, you pay me in cash, or Aretha Franklin don't hit the stage. So, smart ladies.
But I think, though, I mean, to that point, think about it. Think about the person that has the creative, right? The voice.
Right,
the music.
Exactly.
So I think sometimes, because it's something that you love to do, I don't want to say that you feel guilty for taking the money, but I think they're afraid to ask for it up front. Like, she understood her value and her worth.
Exactly.
And she says, hey, listen, I need you to pay me
up front.
And you get like that the longer you're in this business.
Exactly.
But in the beginning, sometimes you tend to, I don't want to say, give your stuff away for free, because you feel that you have to prove yourself. No, you prove yourself by in that studio. You prove yourself by working in that kitchen. You prove yourself by being on that computer. You proved yourself, so now go get what is owed to you.
Absolutely. Now you talk about me preaching. The same can be said for you, my friend. Absolutely. And just think, this was only one question that I had the opportunity to ask you. I have a slew of others.
Good night, everybody.
That's right. So let's do this. Let's take our first break. Come back.
Sure.
We will definitely have more time to get into the particulars of this. And of course, the reason why you're also here, Scott, is to talk about the Scott Cares Foundation. So let's do that.
Right.
But family, it is so good to have you on this program. I don't know why I've waited so long. Shame on me.
I know. And it's fun. I miss Renee, trust me.
Thank you. I miss it too. But I am so glad that we have today to get caught up. Just like old times, my friend. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And radio family, just like good times with you each and every weekend, your fine company and that of members of our community-focused family. Today, it is Scott Abdul-Salam, who is the founder and president of Scott Cares Foundation. We'll be back with more great conversation. And right here, you're listening to Community Focus. We'll be back right after this. It is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, part two, if you will. Welcoming those of you just joining us. Thank you so much for the great company, radio family, and each and every weekend here at our Odyssey stations. Great conversation with members of our Community Focus family. Today, no different. As I, Renee Vaughn, do return with Scott Abdul-Salam with Scott Cares Foundation. Now, Scott, this was going to be my second question, but I kind of gave it away in the first half of the program. But it can bear repeating, especially those who just may be tuning in and didn't quite catch us for the first half of the program. What is the mission of Scott Cares Foundation?
So the mission of Scott Cares Foundation is to embrace the arts while teaching and promoting computer literacy and technology. So embrace that art, though, art being a metaphor for life, but really embrace the arts, the creative potential that you have been blessed with. So we want people to embrace that side of you, who you are. But we also want to, in the real world, promote, or while teaching and promoting, the computer literacy aspect to be able to communicate, and technology to be able to advance in the community, and that's what we do.
Wonderful. And for those who may not have heard you mention this earlier in the program, Scott Cares Foundation goes all the way back to 2015. That seems like another lifetime, doesn't it?
I think 2005.
Right, 2005. So that's what, 16 years and counting that it has been around. So I guess the next obvious question, are there others involved in Scott's Cares besides yourself?
Yes, there are. And I tell you, even starting this organization, you know, like you, Renee, you want to do something to give back to the community. I think Community Focus is an amazing platform to be able to give, to be able to share, and to be able to introduce. It's the same thing with us. You know, when I started this, I wanted to be in a situation where I could do something for the community to give back. That has given me so much.
So
2005 was something that we did. Let me also say this really quick with regards to the mission. A lot of times, you know, or oftentimes people forget about the arts. So people talk a lot about STEM programs, right? Well, you know, I'm from New Jersey. So I was talking to my sister one day up there. She's the principal of the school. She said, you know, we're moving from STEM to STEAM. She said, we have to put the A back into this thing. I said, what are you talking about? We have to put the arts back into it. And good for you. And so we went from STEM to STEAM because they had to add, and I challenged people. I said, tell me a profession that exists right now where there's no creative process involved.
Right.
You can't.
You know, that's
everything
true.
Has
Very
a creative
true.
Process.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about lawyers, doctors,
everything.
There is a creative component to that piece. So now, the deep part about the conversation is we wanted to cultivate what lied dormant in individuals, which was the creative talent, the process.
Right.
We believe, or I believe, that you can teach the technical aspect of anything. Okay, you need to push this button or hold this to three.
Exactly.
But the creativity is a gift from God. So I believe that the creativity is what we cultivate. Technical, you can teach that. But those that have a creative talent,
absolutely,
I think it's our obligation to help them reach their full potential and then allow them to change the world with that talent. If you don't think Michael Jackson didn't change the world with his talent, then you're under a rock, okay?
Yeah, really.
And so you don't have to be, you know, and I think a lot of times when I go into the high schools and I share the foundation with the students, and they love it because it's almost like I can exhale now because I found someone who gets me.
Right, exactly.
But then they'll say, I said, so what do you want to major in? Because, you know, we give scholarships to students pursuing career in the arts. Well, my mom wants me to major in business. I'm like, okay, but your portfolio is amazing.
Right.
Well, my mom wants me to major in business because she doesn't want me to be a starving artist. again, the uneducated on the how big this business is makes people maybe go into something that maybe they don't want to do or their heart is not into it. And that is the sad part about it. But right. To the parents, my job is not to convince your student to change their major. Mm-hmm. My challenge is to share with parents the possibilities of creative majors.
Absolutely, Scott. I really like that because it's saying to me personally, when I think about how talented our young people are, and a lot of that talent is just so untapped because it's like you said, they don't have the avenues in either the environment or the people with which they can say, okay, here's what I'm good at, whether it's, you know, culinary school, whether it's it's drawing. I have a former classmate who I had no idea how good of an artist she actually was, and she posts a number of her portraits on social media. And I'm just like, her artwork is absolutely amazing. And I think she had just finished, if she hasn't graduated from some art school, she's in the process of doing so. And it's like, it's even become, perhaps it could be a future career, in that if she sells her pieces, I just don't see those pieces being sold in just the United States alone. I mean, think globally of what our artwork does, because she does beautiful artwork on celebrities, on everyday people. And it just amazes me because, like you said, I don't remember her talent being tapped when we were in school. I had no idea she was that talented of an artist.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, she's just awesome. And I think that about this generation of kids. And even more so as we continue to really adjust to this new norm of life and just the way that we're living as we're in this COVID-19 pandemic times, how much of a challenge it likely was for a lot of our kids who weren't going to class to be taught how to be an artist, how to be a singer, how to be a dancer, so on and so forth, because they were at home for literally a year, 12 whole months of not being able to really let those creative juices flow. But then, you know, and I think everybody is just different. Some people probably actually function better under those conditions. And that likely may have been the case for some of our kids because, you know, when you're at home and you really aren't around your peers or your friends and you're not doing the things that you were doing before COVID came on board, it was like, you know, our minds have this amazing way of thinking and doing things pretty much kind of outside the box. So we probably had a lot of our students to do that, so that once they initially started coming back into the classroom, again, going back to that untapped talent. Well, what was it for you? Because you said your passion is arts and technology. Were you the artist? Were you the, you know, whatever?
So, So, oddly enough, when I was growing up, I drew a lot, and I told my mom, "When I get big, I want to be an architect."
You know,
I just needed to build houses. So I ended up, you know, going to North Carolina A&T State University, Aggie Pride, was under AE program, but also under the art design program. And I really loved that side, that creative freedom, that expression. And so I was the artist. I always wanted to learn everything about art, everything about different mediums, you know. And when you look at yourself, and so I go back to what you just said a few minutes ago about COVID and COVID keeping kids in the house. Right. Well, you know what? When the kids are in a group setting, this is where the competition comes out. This is where we learn from each other.
Exactly.
And so you have there's value in that. And so the value that I experienced, even going to A&T, is being in rooms where people were better than me. And then me, I know I was, you know, I was like OCD, so mine had to be perfect. You know, so, but you learn from your peers. You learn from those that are doing the same things that you're doing. And I think for me, once I found out, well, now here's the crazy part. Uh-huh. So
when I went to A&T, believe it or not, I'm about to date myself, so, you know, forgive me, everybody. When I was at A&T, like, the Macintosh wasn't even around. Like, it was there, but it was only for that one special student that we couldn't touch.
Yeah, you're right,
I taught myself, after I graduated from A&T, how to use the Macintosh computer when I worked at a place called Kinko's.
Yes!
So I taught myself, right? And so the guy told me, the manager said, listen, you can have this job. And I'm thinking, look, I'm a college grad. He said, well, you can have this job, but you got to work third shift by yourself. And I'm like, okay.
Not a problem.
right. But what I ended up doing, there was a computer in the self-service station for the customers. Mm-hmm. I would get my work done maybe like 12 at night, and then I would just teach myself from 12 to about 3 in the morning.
Wow.
And then, you know, I had to clean up the store. But believe it or not, true story, maybe six months after I graduated and did all of that, I got a phone call from Jerbo Jeans.
Really?
For an interview as a designer. Sent a portfolio in. Think about it. I just learned this stupid computer. Ended up getting the job, and my career in apparel had just opened the door wide open from that point forward.
Oh, my God. Thank you for sharing that experience, Scott. That is amazing. Yes. You know what? I am laughing with you because we probably have some younger generation of listeners tuning in who are looking at their electronic devices or the radio itself thinking, Kinko's, what is that?
What is that?
What is a Macintosh?
Oh, yeah. How about that? Right.
But that's okay, because for us old school heads, we know exactly what you're talking. You know, Kinko's was our best friend.
Oh, my
back
God.
In Kinko's the was day. Awesome. That was long before we had our own personal computers and printers and could do everything like we do from the house and office. Everybody was going to Kinko's. Got to get that. What you here for?
A lot of people at Kinko's at nighttime.
That's right. Oh, man, I got to make these flyers for the party that's coming up on Friday, Saturday night. You know, I love it.
That is so true.
I love it. So thank you for that wonderful trip down memory lane. Scott, let me take this opportunity to welcome those who are just tuning in. This is why I love, like you said, thank you so much for mentioning earlier having such a beautiful platform with which to get the word out and talk about good persons like yourself doing some great things in our community. We do welcome you, radio family, to the weekend edition of Community Focus. I am with the founder and president of Scott Cairns Foundation, Mr. Scott Abdul Salam. Again, the mission is to embrace the arts while teaching and promoting both computer literacy and technology. Now, Scott, I guess the next question would be, does the foundation assist in other areas outside of the arts?
We do. Now, let me apologize. Let me go back.
Why? Okay.
A direct question. Are other people involved? Yes. So on the college campus, I'm sorry, on the college campus, there were chapters, actually. There was a chapter at A&T. There were volunteer students at Bennett College, different schools across Guilford and Forsyth County. And the reality is I wanted to create a cool organization that would teach philanthropy. Because think about it. Kids in college, you know, your job is to go to school, get good grades, graduate. So the organization, I didn't want that to kind of inhibit them from doing those things, but I did want the organization to be able to teach mentorship and philanthropy. Mm-hmm. Why philanthropy? Well, because, you know, if you teach a kid early to give back when he becomes, you know, a member of society getting paid, he will then give back as well. That's so right. I wanted to put that into the college kids early.
Mm-hmm.
So now, did they give from their money? No. They gave their time. We raised money to give scholarships, but I wanted them to be a part of the giving process so they can feel like, wow, I empowered them to say, we have given over X amount of scholarships to students pursuing careers like us or going to college. And so I would give that to them so they can hang that on their resume, hang that on their chest to say, listen, I was a part of this process to make someone's life better. And so that is when you talk about are other people involved. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a little bit, some young professionals like Jersey and Courtney and other folks who are very instrumental in this organization on the marketing side, the IT side, to keep us going.
Absolutely.
You know, many of our events, you were there, you emceed the event, but people look at you and say, wow, I want to be like that. How do I get to that point? And so just like you, just like them, very instrumental in what we do as far as the cultivation process.
Right.
So yes, there are other people involved from, and one other point to mention, there was a young lady, her name was Jillian. She was in high school, and her mom said, you need to join this organization. She joined in high school. She ended up getting a scholarship. She went to NC State. She ended up graduating from NC State Graphic Design and stayed with the organization. And then her mom, every time her mom would go anywhere, oh, my God, Scott Kids Foundation is great. She helped send my kid through college. And it was just a great program and great people to help her where she had some challenges in some other areas. We were able to help her with that. And then we were able to even introduce her and some others to future job. I think someone had said they would, my dream job, go to Disney. Well, guess what?
Right.
One of our members left Winston-Salem and went to Disney.
And made
the introduction.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, other people are definitely involved in the organization. And we really, really like that because there are students out there that want to know, believe it or not, when they look at you, you may think they're looking at you critically, but no, they're looking at you in envy to say, wow, how did Renee Vaughn get to where she is?
Yeah.
She went to ECU.
You knew me well. And you know Renee Vaughn thinks the same thing, too. I'm talking to myself in third person. But you know what, Scott? I love the fact that you are mentioning this because I think that's what encourages a lot of our young people is that they are able to see the example in others like you, like me, like Courtney, like Jersey, like what Dee Sheree was able to do. We even have another mutual friend in Alicia Diggs Bailey back in the day. And I think about her design company and how well that she's doing, and she's relocated to a bigger, beautiful city, and it's just continuing to thrive. And both her children, I cannot believe her son just graduated, speaking of NC State, and she's got a daughter who's going to be starting her freshman year at Duke. And so the kids are just, you know, doing so wonderfully well. And it puts a smile on my face because there are parents like her who are going down a similar path with their kids who do have this passion, whether it's in the arts or in technology, to go and, like you said, be a contributor to society and give back. And they, in turn, encourage the next up-and-coming generation to do the same thing. So it's a really great example of something that's recycled in a positive way.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
I love that. Now, you touched on scholarships. Let me ask you, how many scholarships has the foundation given in its history?
You know, that is such a great question. Now, this is the tearjerker moment for me when I'm at the gala because, again, go back. It's me, Scott. Okay, I work in the apparel business. I work as your beau. I work for the N1 basketball. I work for the NBA. So I work for some really, really good companies. So when you're working like that, it's just about you.
Yeah.
But I wanted to create an organization where I can give back. I said that. Great. Now I'm in a position of power to write a check for somebody.
Yeah.
So now you're saying, how many checks have I written? Let me say this. So 2008, we gave humanitarian awards to some individuals, but one was Dr. Jeanette B. Cole. So I went to her office. So I was so nervous, I freaking tripped over the phone, knocked the phone over, and they just laughed at me. But I had made a comment. I said, you know, I'm just starting out my organization. I think I only gave out two scholarships, but I would love to be like you, where you have given out, you know, a ton of scholarships. She's like, baby, you will do that. You just keep doing what you're doing.
That's exactly her.
To date, we have given 64 domestically and about 30 internationally.
Wow.
So it's about 90.
Wonderful. Congratulations to that. And that, see, look what you did there, because my next question was, does Scott Karas Foundation, and we'll call it SCF for short, exist in other states or other countries?
Yeah, so we went ahead and did the paperwork for Atlanta, Georgia, for Georgia,
But we are in Ghana, Africa.
Wonderful.
And I did fly to Cuba as well, and I met with schools in Cuba. And the thing about Cuba is their schools are free. So they said, we don't need any scholarship money for schools, but maybe some supplies and stuff like that.
Right.
So that was an opportunity for us. But the Africa piece to what we did, how we even got into Africa, I always wanted to do international philanthropy.
Right.
And so we had some students that were part of the organization that attended Salem College.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them, one was from the Congo and one was from Ghana. And I guess their grandfathers and fathers were pretty influential in the country. So I said, okay, this summer, whoever comes back with the information, that's where we're going. So so Amashi came back with her information, and we ended up, I ended up taking a delegation of students to Africa, West Africa, Ghana.
Beautiful.
And we ended up adopting, it was the Ashanti Apa Presbyterian Junior High School.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so amazing, such an amazing experience. The kids were amazing, and we would give around 10 scholarships a year to the kids.
Nice.
With that money, though, it's a little different. Here, you write a check, it goes straight to the school.
Mm-hmm.
There, you write a check, it goes for their uniforms, their food, their tests, and their tuition. So it goes a little longer.
Right.
And then to be there and to be with the kids, and eventually you can, we end up going to the schools and you know, in front of the kids, we're taking pictures, and I brought t-shirts, and everyone, could you please sign my shirt, sir? And I'm like, yes.
Oh,
and
no.
Then the letters, like if you go to our Facebook page on, Scott Cares, Facebook, you'll see the letters they wrote back.
Nice.
And the letters just make you just tear up. It's just like, sure, we just thank God for you and for what you have done for us and our family. And again, you're looking at people who may not have money to do certain things, and you afforded them the opportunity to educate their child. You know,
absolutely.
And I think that says a lot
really
to
does.
Who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I made sure too that once you go there, if you bring some kids from over here that are so used to certain, I'm going to say, accoutrements of life.
Right.
You know, you say, listen, we go here, we never talk about poverty, we never talk about any of those things. We just live in the moment, we accept them for where they are, and we help them improve their situation through education, not money. Because you don't want to start to have everyone use that measuring stick to measure success. Money stick. No, let's use other things.
Yeah.
Health and education.
Exactly.
And we were able to help with the construction of a library and some stuff like that. But we exist in Africa. Now, since then, they had shut that school down because I guess we tapped out in the village, no more kids. But we are definitely looking to go to some other places.
Wonderful.
To aid and assist in ways that we can help.
Excellent. Now, you know that sounds like a future program, so thank you for mentioning that. And let me tell you, Scott, gosh, time always flies when we're engaged in great conversation. So let me just quickly mention that you have annually the Scott Cares Foundation Scholarship and Humanitarian Awards Gala. The question is, how can one be nominated for a humanitarian award?
So humanitarian awards are cool. So humanitarian awards, we give those in four areas.
Okay.
So it's almost like our, and Courtney came up with this one, four pillars of purpose. So it's art, education, technology, and community service.
Yes.
And basically, in those areas, if you have been instrumental in the arts or, you know, in education, so we recognize people in those areas, in those four areas. It could be an individual, or it could be a group, or it could be a company, it could be whatever. But we just want to recognize those so that when we bring you back to the gala with those students, again, they're looking at you as, wow, I didn't know that existed, or, man, I want to do that, or I want to be like that. So we want to recognize those that go unrecognized. And then number two, we want to be an inspiration to those kids that are sharing the same stage that day or that evening with you,
to be able to tell your story to them and to give them a charge. And the reason why, and I don't know if you're going to ask this question or not, but I'm going to tell you, the reason why we do the gala, I'm going to tell you, because one year I went to, you know, so what is it, scholarship day when you go out to the high schools and right. you have to, awards day, and you have to go present, hey, my name is Scott, I'm with Scott Taylor Foundation, we like to give
yes.
such and such student, Scott, right. So I went to these schools, and I noticed that once you get a scholarship, then you're disconnected with that kid forever. Mm. Like, that's not cool.
Right.
So I said, let's create something that is going to make them remember us by giving us money and let them know that we care about them. So we're going to do this big gala in their honor. Mm. And that's what I did. Oh, so these, so think about it. Yeah. These students, you have to do a photo shoot, and you have the green and white shirt on. We do a video shoot. Mm-hmm. We take them somewhere. I mean, we make this big old thing that. Within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And when they come to the event, they're sitting on stage as if they know each other. They have never met each other until this process began, and they have become friends. And it's so cool where to see these people that you have grabbed from all these different schools
right.
to recognize them and then to give them a charge mm-hmm. and to help them say, hey, listen, we're counting on you. The community is counting on you. And if you need anything, you can reach back to us. And that's why I did it, because I wanted them to know how special they were and that we are counting on them to change the world.
Absolutely. Now, Scott, outside of finding you on social media, how can, for us as the community, or even for students who are listening, get in contact with you if they have further questions or need more information?
Yep. So either social media, or if they want to call 336-525-1SEF or 1723, either one.
Okay.
I just try to be kind of cool with that.
Yes. I love it.
336-525-1723.
Wonderful.
And let me share this really, like the shameless plug. So let me just tell you this really quick.
Sure.
This is where I want people to really, really understand who they are. So, you know, my fiance, beautiful lady.
Yes.
Tanisha Monique Cupcakes. Tanisha, same story, working at health benefits, doing health benefits, you know, I'm not going to mention the company, got laid off, decided to go cook a baker cake with her grandma. All of a sudden, I ain't going to tell you the story, but umpteen years later, she's on Netflix. She has her own bakery. She is doing her thing.
She is.
Because she recognized, one, her passion, her talent. Mm-hmm. Two, she didn't give up on her dream.
That's right.
Sometimes these little jobs that we grab, I understand why we do it.
Yeah.
Because we want stability. We want the money at the time, because we're afraid to step out on faith.
Yeah.
But guess what? When you step on faith, she found herself on Netflix, Sugar Rush. She found herself with me, the best man in the world. And she found herself really, no, not that far, but she found herself in a environment to be able to also give back and to be a pillar in the community and an example to say, hey, listen, I too have a passion. I too reached for my full potential, and you can look to me as something to be in the culinary field and arts.
Absolutely. I tell you what, my friend, give her my love. Let her know from me how proud I am of her, how proud I am of you, and the new addition to the family. Congratulations. This is my first time of being able to share that. But just thank you for all that you do, Scott. Keep up the great work. Now, you know from me, because you're very familiar with this program, there are never any goodbyes. Just
right,
until
exactly.
next time. So let's not wait until X number of years to have our next conversation, okay?
Right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And just keep up the wonderful work, my friend.
I will. I appreciate you so much. And I appreciate the community, the listening community, for just tuning to you to know that we have some people out there that care about real issues and that support you. I mean,
come on.
I see people come and go on the stations, but you are a pillar and a staple, and we appreciate you a thousand
times. Thank you. Well, you know I don't do it alone, so thank you, my friend.
Thank you,
my brother. I appreciate it. And what a wonderful way to segue into thanking you, Radio Family, for the support that you do give to not just me, but just to this station and to this public affairs program. You have indeed been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. As I say in signing off, everyone, please, let's continue to stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. No goodbyes, indeed. Until that next time, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.